right, welcome back once again, everybody. I'm Don Seifert. It's the Dr. Treifert and Don podcast. It's just Dr. Carrie Peter and I. Say hi, Carrie.
Hi.
It is Monday, March 18th. Sorry about the long absence between podcasts. I had some family, new family members to take care of, so I was a little preoccupied. But we are back. We've got probably a pretty short episode for you today. But there are some important things coming up in the next week. So, Carrie, I'll let you take it away.
Okay, well, we had summer last week with the warm temps, which really pushed things along. So I probably everyone in the listening area, at least in the definitely South Central, and I definitely of Pennsylvania, probably a lot of Pennsylvania, and the northern part of Maryland, we are at various shades of green tip. I know I heard from a grower in Maryland, I think on Friday. And they're just south of Interstate 70 in Woodbine, Maryland, and they were at half inch green tip. So they're, things are moving along, and I believe that the cherry blossoms are in full bloom in Washington, D.C. So this will be peak bloom this week. But wherever you are, you're probably feeling cold wind and the temperatures are falling. So winter is back. This is our typical March sort of crazy weather as far as not sure where if winter's coming or going. But with that said, the trees aren't dormant anymore for a lot of us, for a lot of the listening area. So we are at green tip. So the question is, okay, what do we need to be thinking about right now? What do we need to think about this week, especially for all a tree fruit at the various stages? Because with peaches, I think a lot of you are maybe at some kind of pink. I know we are here at Freck, depending on variety. We're still pruning. So if you're pruning your peaches, just as a reminder, get rid of any of those fruit mummies that are hanging around. As I always remind people, those fruit mummies can be little spore factories that produces brown rot spores, which can wreak havoc during bloom and then during the rest of the season. So that's just a friendly reminder about that. As far as dormant copper sprays, particularly for apple, people probably have been putting them on in the last week and maybe thinking about it this week. So this is important. Dormant copper sprays are important. They're going to knock back pathogen spores that are critical for apple scab and fire blight in particular. And I know people typically will tank mix oil with their copper sprays, which is fine. However, we have cold temps for in the forecast this week. So for anyone who is considering their dormant copper sprays and tank mixing with oil, really be mindful of what the forecasted temps are because that oil can allow that copper to penetrate any kind of green tissue that's present, and then you can get damage. So just be very cautious as far as considering using oil this week with your copper and the low temperatures. And so with that, as far as talking about those low temperatures, Don and I were just kind of looking at the forecasted weather. We were chatting about what we're going to be seeing in our respective regions. So here in Adams County, we're going to be seeing lows in the 30s. And then on Thursday morning, there's a forecasted low for around 26 degrees. And Don, did you say you were seeing that low or maybe lower in your
I'm looking
area?
at 27
Okay.
Wednesday, Thursday as the lowest of the low.
Okay.
But I'm sure some of my folks on some of those higher elevations, because we got some pretty steep hills around here, they
That
might
is
be seeing even lower than that. So.
for sure. So this leads us to the discussion of as far as critical temperatures for the various tree fruits and the potential bud kill as a result, since we have broken dormancy. So Penn State has a nice fact sheet that Don is going to link in the podcast description. But just to kind of quickly go through the different stage developments and what we may encounter this week with the various temps. So, or we may not encounter, depending on where you're at. So, looking at apples and as far as stage development, if you're at Silvertip, you can get 10% kill at 15 degrees Fahrenheit and then 90% kill at 2 degrees Fahrenheit. So hopefully we aren't going to see those types of lows in our area. If you're at Green Tip, 10% kill of the buds will be at 18 degrees Fahrenheit, and 90% kill would be at 10 degrees Fahrenheit. So hopefully we won't see that type of low. Now, half inch green. Some of us may be at half inch green. So 10% kill would be 23 degrees Fahrenheit, and 90% kill would be 15 degrees Fahrenheit. So we're sort of teetering depending on where you're at phenology-wise, your location, and then your particular location with these lows. The half inch green might be where you need to be keeping an eye out for things. Tight cluster, I'm not sure if anyone's at tight cluster yet, but the 10% kill would be 27 degrees Fahrenheit. 90% kill would be 21 degrees Fahrenheit. So hopefully folks aren't that far along. And I'm hoping that these cold temps this week won't be pushing things too far. At least I hope not. I'm not ready for the season yet. Okay, so that's as far as I'll go with the apple discussion. This fact sheet goes all the way to post-bloom. So for your own enlightenment, there's more information there. But I'm only discussing sort of the early stages of bud development. For peaches, I'm wondering if people are around pink, because especially the stone fruit tend to move a bit faster than apples. So for those folks, we'll work backwards. So first swelling, which may be folks in the north, 10% bud kill would be 18 degrees Fahrenheit, 90% kill would be 1 degree. Again, we probably won't see that. Calyx green, that's 21 degrees Fahrenheit for 10% bud kill. 5 degrees, or I'm sorry, 5% kill. I'm sorry, 90% kill for at 5 degrees. Calyx red, some people may be here, 23 degrees Fahrenheit for 10% kill and 90% kill for 9 degrees. Now, first pink. Now, this is where we're here at in Biglerville. First, if you're at first pink, you may get 10% kill at 25 degrees Fahrenheit. So it might be a little touchy in some locations, depending on where you're at. I don't think peaches are blooming yet, and I don't think we're going to get below 25 degrees, but this is something to be mindful of. We may see some buds being knocked back. But as people who see the glass half full, we just see that as Mother Nature helping with early thinning, right? So with pears can be also in another tricky situation right now. If you have blossom buds being exposed, you can get 10% kill at 20 degrees, 90% kill at 6 degrees Fahrenheit. Tight cluster, it's 10% kills at 24 degrees Fahrenheit, 90% kills at 15 degrees Fahrenheit. Again, you probably won't see it that low. First white, now depending on where you're at, you might be seeing, you may or may not be seeing this. 10% kill is at 25 degrees Fahrenheit. So again, just be mindful of as far as just keeping an eye on things. Now, cherries might be moving along. Cherries might be another area where we might see a little bit of thinning, inadvertent thinning. So I'm just going to jump right to green tip for cherries. 25 degrees Fahrenheit, you'll see 10% bud kill. And if you're at tight cluster for cherries, sweet cherries in particular, 26 degrees Fahrenheit for 10% bud kill. So again, our stone fruit are probably the most vulnerable right now. And then we have some apricots and plums that are blooming. So in that case, for anything in bloom, you most likely will see some blossom buds being knocked back. So in apricots in particular, you'll see 10% kill of your buds at 25 degrees Fahrenheit. And if you're in full bloom, you could see that was for first bloom at 25 degrees Fahrenheit with 10% bud kill. And in full bloom, you would see 10% bud kill at 27 degrees Fahrenheit. So again, the moral of the story here is that apples are probably okay in this cold snap that we're seeing. Pears, maybe, they probably won't be too bad. It's our stone fruit. It's our peaches. It's our cherries. It's our apricots. It's our plums that may take a little bit of a hit this year. This week, I should say. Let's hope it's it for the year. So But for mitigation measures, really all depends on what kind of cold this is. So, folks are going to have to be monitoring their own site if to see if frost, as far as frost mitigation measures would work, like wind machines, if there's a temperature inversion when you've got warmer air up high, colder air down low, and the wind machines stir that up, and that keeps things from having any damage. There's also, as far as frost dragons, which sort of spew out heat, or smudge pots. So it just all depends on what your location is and as far as what you have access to. So we'll see. We'll see what this week entails. Maybe the lows won't get as low. Maybe they'll get lower. I don't know. But it's just something to be mindful of as far as what we're in for this week. I think the big thing is that if people are putting on their dormant oil, they may want to consider holding back on that dormant oil this week just because of these cold temperatures. But again, you need to evaluate your own location as far as what's going on at your own site.
Cool.
Anything else to add, Don?
No, I actually while you were talking, I just checked the weather forecast again in my area, and it looks like they updated since yesterday. We might be getting down to 25 degrees, like you guys.
Okay. All right. Well, then folks just need to be on, kind of have their guard on and just kind of keep an eye out on things. But chances are, probably our stone fruit might take a little bit of a hit. But again, looking at the glass half full, you're just seeing it as some early thinning. So hopefully it won't be too bad.
Yeah, I think he and I briefly talked last week, but Sean and I talked. I think he's doing a project on some frost protection applications this year, so maybe he'll get something interesting looking at those long term
Yeah,
for our area. So.
this might be a year to try. Although we don't seem to be at a loss for these kind of mid, I should say, these sort of frosts that come out of nowhere, it feels like, during the early spring. And it'll be spring when this happens. So, Mother Nature's, sort of up to her usual shenanigans.
Yeah,
So
I was gonna say we've got what another 2 potential months of frost, depending on. So, just everyone keep an eye on your weather, your forecasted weather. If you happen to have a weather station near you, keep an eye on that. Take a look at the data that you get coming in. Best of luck to everybody, and I think with that we'll call it here, and I'll try and get this into everyone's ears very shortly so that you guys can all keep an eye on things.
All right.
So
Good luck, folks.
say goodbye, everybody.
See you later.